At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com. Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
Let's do the damn thing. Come on. Can you hear that rock? Oh, it's peaking.
Damn these Biloxi blues. It happens every night.
It blows that far down this does, right?
I ain't never met a riverboat dealer that could ever be a friend of mine.
Come on, let's hear it. Have not.
Summer heat never treats me kind. It leaves trouble on my mind. So I'm bidding farewell, putting in my notice, and I'll see you at another time. This highway does not know my name, and I don't care. No, I don't care.
Hey, Robbie.
Heading my way for another place, and I got three good tires and a spare.
Right to the damn hook.
Just a white line gypsy getting out of Mississippi with just enough gas to get there.
Low budget, actually live. Come on, make some dadgum racket in Texas. Come on. Thank y'all for coming. I like the folks that are coming in here unexpected, like don't have a damn clue what's going on. They're like, there's some weird bearded guy sitting next to the door, and he talked to me on the microphone as soon as he came in. Hope y'all all doing good out there. I got a lot of folks lined up to get here, and apparently traffic and I don't know what else is keeping them held back. We good out there, Robbie? Sounds woofy. But I appreciate each and every one of y'all. I'm Luke Duncan, if you don't know. If you don't listen to Low Budget Live, most of the time we don't do it in bars like this in badass places like Fort Worth, Texas, but because of the Bassmaster Classic, we're getting to do that. And I appreciate each and every one of you. Our first guest, get your ass up here right now. Come on. You ain't even gonna get a drink. Get a drink. What's up, Jay Willie? It's a star-studded night. We need a dang red carpet in the bass fishing world. What's up, buddy? Ladies and gentlemen, Jacob Prosnick. Come on.
Can you hear?
There's your beer right there.
Can you hear?
I can't hear nothing.
Damn, you deaf. Can you really not hear? You hear now? Okay. What's up, buddy?
What's up?
What's up? You talk right here in this microphone. These dang lowlifers are gonna listen to you.
Well, what are we going to talk about?
I don't know. MLF. What are you going to talk about?
I'd rather not talk about MLF.
Come on. You can't plead the fifth right in the first, like, minute.
No, MLF's good, man. You know, it is. I mean, it's always good to have, you know, some organizations that are, you know, competing against each other. That's what keeps us all going. But, you know.
That was really politically correct, and I'm going to cut you off. Because this is the damn Bassmaster Classic. Come on, y'all. How are y'all? Welcome to the live podcast. Fishing podcast. What's up, guys?
I just want to get back so I can have a chance of beating Hank Cherry's ass.
Damn, you ain't kidding right there. So, Hank's leading. Going into day three? Do we even know?
Yeah, Hank's leading. He's got like a 4-pound lead. You know, Steve Kennedy and all of them are right there close. But, you know, this is probably going to turn out to be one of the best classics as far as dueling something out because we are in Texas. You know, they are in Texas. They're fishing and like one swing of that hammer could mean a Bassmaster Classic champion.
So you're
or not.
Saying it's not over by any stretch of the imagination?
No, you know, fishing's tough. We're getting into summertime conditions with with these guys, but they are catching big ones in the waters in the bush. So like I said, it's going to come down tomorrow. I'll bet somebody $500 it's going to come down to one flip tomorrow is going to win the Bassmaster Classic.
Jamie Sizemore is going to take that bet right there. He took it. I seen him.
Right.
I seen him take it. He's a low lifer. That's what the listeners of this show call themselves.
Yeah.
Are you a low lifer, Prize?
Oh, I've always been a low lifer, man. I live out in the country and sleep with crickets and all kinds of stuff. So
that's right.
It's always been, you know,
that's
part
right.
of me. But I like killing stuff and catching fish. So.
Not people. If any of y'all are
not people
are not familiar with Low Budget Live, we just kill animals most of the time.
Well, what about you?
I'm the head low lifer. Like I am as low as it gets. You did this last year at the Classic in Birmingham.
Yes, we did. We had a really, really good time.
We did have a good time. You got to say hi to YouTube right here. I don't know. They're probably commenting it's too loud or something. I don't know. I got my man Michael Roby over here and Corey Williams, Big C. They've been helping me get all this stuff set up. We got a lot of folks coming. Fat Cat Newton's coming. I think Swindle's coming at some point. Who knows?
So, only thing, can me and Fat Cat Swindle all get up here together when they all get here? You
know? I will let y'all talk, and I'll go sit at the bar and hang out with all the lowlifers. That sounds like more fun to me than talking to y'all's ass.
You know, you know. So Fat Cat, he lives not like but about an hour and 15 minutes from me, and so I can remember the first video he did when he was standing, had his line hooked up to that Chevy truck or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was with the wheels turning also. That's how I remember him, you know, and he's just a cool cat, you know, and Swindle, you know.
Is a moron.
I wouldn't say that, you know.
I say it.
He has words for everything, you know what I'm saying? He could have Karen a conversation with that cigarette machine right there, you know, so it's one of his deals.
He has before.
But, you know, I know Swindle's ready to get back into Classic, and, you know.
That's what I was going to ask you next. So you're fighting your way through the Opens, dude. I call it bass fishing purgatory. I feel like the Opens are that because it's tough, right? Like you did it last year. You missed making the Elites, coming back. Now you're fishing all nine. You're leading the points right now in the overall. It's all or nothing for you, right? Like that's you fighting to get back to the dang Elite Series. That's your goal, right?
So I'll just give you a little heads up. I know a lot of people are watching. So it's either going to be the Bassmaster Elites, or the fishing the Opens again. If I don't qualify, it'll be back to fishing the Opens again, trying to get back in the Elites next year, or maybe the National PFL.
Yes, say that out loud, because yeah. My boss is here.
Yeah.
What about that National Professional Fishing League, y'all? You know,
It might be the National Professional Fishing League. I don't. You know, there's a lot of things to go, but you know, it's just that. I need to get back to somewhere where I can promote my sponsors. You know, I don't need to be told what I can promote, what I can't promote. So, you know, that's where we're going to carry that on.
Well, do you have any sponsors you'd like to promote on Low Budget Live? Like some new ones that you got? You got any like StarTron or Sims or Express Boats or Pro Guide Batteries?
Well, I do have.
Those are all my sponsors. We just got them in.
So I did get to switch to Falcon Boats, you know, this year. And, you know, I was with Ranger for a long time and, you know, things just. It's just a business decision, and I'm really lucky to have a relationship with Steven and Tim from Falcon Boats, and man, they're great guys, and I'm not gonna lie to you, if you've never ridden in one, you need to try one out. It's by far it's the best fishing boat I've ever been in, and I'm not saying it just because I have one, because I did have to pay for mine this year, so. It is one of those deals.
Do you think all the lowlifers listening right now think we're liars? Because I say Express is the best, and you say Falcon's the best, and somebody else will get up here in a minute and be like, I love my whatever.
But, I mean, I'm not saying it's just the best for me. You know, I'm not
saying
that.
That's it. That's the best point. You know, that's what I was trying to get out of you.
There's a lot of guys out here, a lot of women out here that love Chevy trucks or Ford trucks or, you know, Toyota or, you know, Honda or whatever.
Wow.
You know, it's just a personal opinion that we have. You know what I mean? You might like flipping a half-ounce jig. I might like flipping a three-quarter. So, you know, it's just everybody's opinion. That's what makes this sport so good.
We got technical difficulties like always on the YouTube feed. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen watching on YouTubes. They say they can't hear me. Can you believe that? You can always hear me. I don't know what the deal with it. But they can hear Prosnick. They can hear you, Jacob.
I mean, that might just be a setup. I don't know.
We may just have to go one mic. Yeah, let me swap mics real quick. Tell them a joke or something, Prozzy. It's Low Budget Live.
Man, I don't know no jokes.
Tell one. I don't know what the deal would be. Let me swap up. Kill that. All right. We're going to try this one. Woo, that one's hot. That one's hot. See it? YouTube, let us know if that one's working better.
There, he got a vest. No, that ain't a vest. That's just like a jersey.
I'm not real sure what that get-up is right there, but I like it. I mean, I'm here. He's a world quad bass champion.
I think he's quad.
Can they hear me on
is
YouTube
that Guadalupe?
Now? I need clarification on that outfit, sir.
Hey, Mr. Thompson.
You can't just walk in a bar
wearing
that and not give an explanation.
Hey, is that Guadalupe?
Where'd he go? He just ran.
He's over there.
Is he already back in the truck? Where'd that guy go? What's that? Uh-oh. Something happened.
What happened?
I don't know. I lost something. There we go.
You're back.
What's up, guys? I see some 6-inch shirts coming in. I like that. Dunk 10 for 10% off.
6-inch?
6-inch.com. We'll get all the plugs in tonight, y'all. It's going to be a long night. Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, we're good, buddy. They say they can't hear this. Are they hearing me now? They can't hear me now? YouTube hates me. YouTube's got my voice blocked, and they're only hearing you, President.
You want to use my mic?
He is right here in 4. It's low budget. Thank God for – y'all give Michael Roby a hand real quick. Everybody in here. Michael's worked at TH Marine all day long, and now he's doing sound for Low Budget Live because it's the lowest of all budgets for podcasts. Y'all give it up for Brad Fuller. It's Brad Fuller from NPFL right here.
Hey.
Can't hear me? All right, so Hank Cherry's your pick? That's it?
I mean.
It ends there?
No, it's not ending there, but, you know, me and Hank have been best friends for a very, very long time. So, yes, I know he's probably sitting there trembling right now, you know. I mean, to win one, but then to win two back-to-back, you know, you only get to, you know, Jordan Lee is...
Rick Klun,
Jordan Lee.
Van Dam, some dude named Van Dam.
Yeah, that guy.
You know, that
he,
guy.
He just won, you know, he just won last week, and congratulations to Kevin. You know, they get out there on the Tennessee River and get to doing what they get to run in water at 33,000. You know, here he comes.
Here he comes, that's right.
It's hard to beat him, but...
I talked to Kevin. I saw him at the show yesterday, and I thanked him for coming. And I thought that was... with all the shake... You know how it's been, man. There's a lot of those guys that aren't here. And I think it's cool that Kevin's here because he is... You know, his whole resume was built with Bassmaster. And I think it's real important that he's at this show. I saw Randy Howe here. Jordan Lee's here. Jacob Prozick's here.
You know, I think that's a bunch of baloney. You know what I'm saying? I mean...
I need to be here.
You know, you need to be here representing your sponsors.
A million percent.
And the thing is...
Not sponsors. Not to cut you off, which I'm good at. But it's about the people in this damn room, man. It's about the people at that arena more so than the sponsors. Like, the people make this sport go around. And when you're one of the biggest names in it, but you decide not to come because you work for another company, that's no good. They need to have their butt here.
And I agree with you 100%. It's like... You take the fans out of bass fishing, you might as well, you know, you might as well take the fans away from the golf, you know, from
everything,
PGA,
everything.
You know, something like that. You can't do that. I mean, they have to have fans wherever you go, and that's what makes this whole sport worthwhile.
No doubt about it, dude. I totally agree. And I've met so many lowlifers. I know you've met a lot of people, been taking pictures all week. Does that ever trip you out?
No, dude.
Getting asked for pictures, having to sign hats, you like that?
So, for me, that's like the best thing in the world. There he is. Oh, we got another one coming up.
That's the dang prettiest man in bass fishing. Just ask him.
Hey, what was my comment to him?
Hackney's comment to him was better than anybody's comment tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, D-Money, hey. Darian is fishing in the house. You only got like three people clapping for you.
We didn't have audio on YouTube, but we do now. If I could have his looks and my talent,
that is what we talked about. We said if we looked like him but could catch fish like we do already, because he can't catch fish, that we would be so successful in life. Check. Boy, I got a microphone. You can't even argue with me right now, dude. Buddy, you might as well. He who has the microphone rules the room. Hey, y'all go get some y'all sweet tea. Code. What's my code, Darian? Y'all go get you some Milo's tea. It's the best tea I ever drank.
So I got a question. Y'all had some like competitions against each other.
Yeah, they didn't go good.
Who won all those?
I won. Did you win? You beat Darian too? You too can beat Darian.
Did you see everybody beat Darian?
Yeah, everybody pretty much beats Darian. Chris, y'all give it up for Chris from the library right here.
Hey!
Big thanks to the library forward for having. We got all kind of stars. So this man caught a 16-pounder earlier. We're going to talk about that here in a little bit. I see Fat Todd Castledine at the bar. Fat Todd, did your wife come? The only reason I invited you, literally the only reason I invited you, is because of your wife.
Hey, I seen him earlier. He said he wasn't coming.
I knew better than that. Any chance he gets to talk, he's going to talk.
Hey, where's Hallman at? I know he's in your back pocket somewhere.
Hallman's coming. Hallman said he's going to be here, too. He'll be here.
Hey, Roby.
Hey, Michael Roby. I don't know what he's doing. Hey, Tad, whenever you get your Kool-Aid, get on up here and get on Low Budget Live. The low-lifers are all waiting. These fine folks been here since like 5:45 in the afternoon to get these seats. Hey, guys, welcome to the library. Welcome to Low Budget Live. They don't.
All right, so who's your pick?
Dude, I tell you, a guy that has scared me this week because he's just a fantastic angler all the way around is that Chris Jones, man. And not like, wow, Chris Jones from FLW, like
hold
flipping
up your
Chris Jones.
Best from best.
Yes,
no, not that guy.
I'm not that, not the catches them everywhere we go. Not that Chris Jones, the flipper from Oklahoma. I don't know. I think, dude, he's stout. But I think for me, I'm pulling for Hank because I like Hank. Like you said, Hank's my boy. I think it'd be really cool to have another two-time champion. And back-to-back is just insane, especially after everything that's gone down in the sport. I think it's really cool to establish the Hank, just the classic champ. He's the freaking champ. That would be cool, man.
You know, that Chris Jones, I really got to hang out with Chris a lot when he won down there on the Muskogee on
Arkansas River.
And, you know, His forte is swimming a jig. And as you can tell, they're biting, you know, swimming a jig. Now they kind of got, you know, yesterday morning, the bite was really good. Yesterday morning right off. And now they had to go to flipping, which he can flip a jig too.
He's a flipper.
So he's got both, you know, both ways. But, dang, I watched Hank this afternoon throwing a jerkbait on the dam. So I don't know.
Of course he is.
I mean, what could happen? I mean, hey, bass eat minnows, you know what I'm saying?
They eat them minnows.
They don't really care, you know. What it is, but
Tad, what are you doing? Ladies and gentlemen, Todd Castledine has joined the insanity that is Low Budget Live. For all the y'all watching on YouTube, I hope you can say, hey, Tad, that's really tangled up, buddy, and I'm going to try to figure that out.
That looked like your reel, the first cast and the first down there at Pickwick, dude.
I know that's just right.
Them shad spawning,
all tore up. Here. Now go.
So,
hang on, you cut off.
You're rolling. Fries, just hang on.
Now you're back.
So, I got to ask you a question. What is it like to have Fat Cat Newton and David P. Dudley all at one time?
It's like being really drunk and then having a hangover the next day that don't go away for a while. It's kind of what it's like.
So you got all day.
There are good moments and bad moments.
So you got to get some of that medical marijuana to hang out with them guys?
No comment. No comment. It's a kid show. Fat Todd, what are you doing in Texas? I got Jacob Prozick here. He said Bradley Holman would be following close behind you.
I don't know.
In that mic. Yeah,
I haven't seen Holman at all today, so there's no telling if he's actually going to make it. But
do
I
you think
he
he's
will.
Missing you?
I think so.
I figure he's missing
you,
too.
They will reminisce tonight. I promise you that.
I reminisced with you last night.
Yeah, yes, we did.
Hey, guys, let's keep it. I'm in the middle. This got weird.
Yeah, we went to Billy Bob's last night. It was watching Brandon Gilbert.
Did
pretty
you
good
go
show.
I was there and didn't see y'all.
I shut down Billy Bob's. I think we both did.
So
I left early. Remember you said, yeah, where are you going? We're just getting started.
Yeah.
So you are the Texas guru. I feel like that's safe to say. You didn't even flinch when I said that, so I know you like being called that. What do you think? Have you ever fished this lake much, Ray Roberts? Do you have a lot of experience here where the classic is?
Yes. So we had like a Andrew does that Bassmaster Opens pick, the fantasy pick.
And Andrew Upshaw. He's not invited tonight.
No, he's not invited. My pick was Steve Kennedy was one of them. Chris Jones was second. Like, I mean,
these were your picks?
Yeah, these were my, like,
so I didn't watch it. I don't watch any of your videos,
right.
So
I don't blame you. But yeah, they, so I picked some of these guys, and a lot of it was like talking about swim jigs and stuff. So I think I fished Ray Roberts like 10 or 12 times.
Okay,
tournaments.
So you've yes. got experience then.
Yeah, like everything that I thought, like I called it, I was like, hey, the swim jig is going to be the deal. I didn't think deep was going to be a deal at all. I thought it was all shallow.
Is that only because it's flooded, or you thought that that's how it would play out regardless?
So we've always caught them pretty good. We've won a couple. We've made a lot of top fives. It's always been shallow. Most of the guys catch them shallow, and you can always catch them shallow. I think the flooded just made it even worse. The problem with Lake Fork is I mean,
Ray Roberts.
Yeah. We call it like it's almost like a little Lake Fork. Except there's not as many fish. It's got big ones in it, but like the offshore stuff is hard because there's just not that many fish. So you can catch them offshore, but I was like, there's no way you can probably do it for 3 days.
Okay, okay. What did you think going in it would be predominant? You'd never been here, right? Or did you fish the TTBC here?
Yeah, I fished the TTBC, and it was just like you said, you know, you'd find a brush pile, there'd be one bass in it, you know what I'm saying? So you'd like run 30 brush piles, you might catch three, but they were gonna be big ones, you know what I'm saying? It's not like a Lake Fork, but it being high and flooded the way it is, like, in my opinion, I just think a guy hasn't gone deep enough yet, in my opinion.
Deep enough?
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I see these guys flipping, you know, the outside edge and stuff like that, which Hank is doing stuff, you know, like that. But, like, I see, like, there's some places that haven't been explored yet, you know, that have bass.
That's because they don't live there.
They live
here. The problem with Ray Roberts is it looks really good on a map, and when you idle over things, there's like 1,000 awesome looking spots out there. They just
I'm talking about shallow behind them bushes somewhere.
You're not out there talking about deep, Jacob. I can't follow you, Jacob.
I didn't say flipping bushes.
Oh, you were talking about they ain't gone deep enough.
I said
this
the
is
reason
my dream
why,
podcast.
I said the reason why is because is you fish 30 brush piles, you might catch three. But the way the tournament's going, I think there's something that has not been found yet. And if one of those top 25 find it tomorrow, could be, you know,
that's
the winner,
pretty bold. I like that. What do you think about that? When it's flooded, there's cover everywhere, right? Like, nobody makes the same flip twice, I don't feel like. What do you think? You're from here.
All I'm saying is when it got flooded, we fished a championship here in June, and it was almost impossible to get bit on a frog. And, like, within, like, the last hour or two, it got hot with a frog. And I think that's what might happen is if someone, like, I agree with Jacob, if someone kind of figures it out, that, like, if it changes just a little bit and, it, like, something else starts up, like, it's going to be on when that happens, okay. If they figure it out.
Who's your pick tomorrow? I know you said your picks from the...
I honestly haven't, like, we were hustling to get out of there, so I don't even know who's actually leading right now, but
Hank's leading.
Hank's leading. He's got, like, 37-something, and then Steve Kennedy second.
I'm still going Steve. I picked him from the beginning, so I'm going with Steve. Because I think
you're going with Steve Kennedy.
Yeah, because if it changes again, what did he do? He probably went an hour of practice for this thing. So
yeah, probably.
Maybe.
I mean, that's Steve. All right, let's pull it up.
He might have went like alligator fishing or something. I don't know. You know.
So Justin Kerr, West Coast angler, second place. Steve Kennedy's in third, five, you know, four or something out. Chris Jones, Matt Airy, Chris Johnson, Drew Cook, Scott Canterbury, Todd Alton, Cody Bird. Are they on the bed? Cody Bird catching them, they on the bed somewhere. I promise you. Welcome to the library. Hi, guys. For those of y'all watching on YouTube, we're right by the door doing this live podcast. We're going to play music later, and a lot of people that are coming in are completely, they're just like, why is this redneck talking to me right now? Thank y'all for coming. We're going to play some music here in a little bit.
So you're going with Kennedy.
Huh? Yeah, I'm still going Kennedy. Yeah. I mean, I might as well stick with them.
I mean, I'm Hank Cherry all the way, man. I think it's going to end with two cherries on top.
Deep. Real deep.
Sign him up.
Too deep.
Put him on the payroll.
No, I think Hank's flipping bushes, dog.
He's
flipping bushes, man. Like, you don't see Hank doing that. But, like, the two or three of the biggest ones he caught.
You said that. Did you not say he was throwing a jerkbait? Now you're saying he's flipping bushes? I can't keep up with you.
This morning, it's a shad spawn type deal. What's going on? He caught him the first thing this morning. He caught two big ones, and then he went to the dam. I don't think he has a problem catching five. A lot of these guys are having a problem catching five. So Hank has an advantage right now of catching a five-bass limit. You know what I'm saying? Like, he can spend that time first thing in the morning for first 3 or 4 hours fishing for those three big bites. If he gets those three big bites in the morning, it's a done deal. It's sealed. I mean, write him in a check. I mean, it's over.
Y'all heard it from Jacob Rosin, right?
Not if that pre-spawn, that shad spawn goes on. If that shad, if he rolls up, Kennedy rolls up on that shad spawn the right time, that gets, dude, it'll be 30.
I know, but Hank knows how to swim a white jig better than anybody.
Yeah, but that shad spawn might just, not start right there.
Just in the middle, guys.
So I feel a bet coming on top.
Oh, let's do this. A low budget line bet. Let's see it. What's the bet? Let's go.
I made a $100 autographed bill. You got Kennedy, I got Hank.
Who's leading? Who's leading again?
You're making bets. You don't even know who's leading, Dad. That's not okay.
Hank Cherry's leading by 4 pounds.
Yeah, no, that's an issue right there.
You were pretty confident a few minutes ago.
I don't know. I mean, he rolls up on a third one.
I said, if he does.
I mean, if's a big word. Ifs and buts was candy and nuts. Everybody have a damn good Christmas.
Look at that shirt he's got on. We'll think about it. Let me think about it.
He's repping his sponsors, dude. Mella. I know what's following that in the door.
Hey, Bobby.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I hear a Bobby.
Entering the library.
Bobby!
For those of y'all that couldn't see that on YouTube, that was the big cat coming in the room.
The fat cat knew. Well, no. Hey,
the big cat is here.
Are we going? $100 autograph.
What's the bet? Oh.
You don't have to give it to me now.
I got one.
I do too.
I got one. That's my getting
I'm
home
surprised.
Money.
You might have
look
two of those you
right
get home with. Oh,
look
my God. Watch this guy blush. Hold on.
Watch this. Hey.
Hold on.
When this door opens, everybody just freak
watch
out.
Watch this guy blush. All right. Can we raise some hell?
3, 2, 1. Go. Here,
Bradley home. What? Hey, look at Castle. He's blushing.
Here we go. What's up, Uncle Larry's Outdoors is here.
There he is.
Hey, Uncle Larry's. Hey, and Bradley home.
There he is. Look, hey, Castledine's blushing.
They're all here. Hey,
Castledine is blushing.
Holman, I know you don't believe this. Todd is arguing with Jacob about something.
Hey, look at them.
On the podcast, they're making a bet.
Look at them horns he's got on. Look at that.
No.
Fort Worth, baby.
Let him know about Baja. Let him know about Baja.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, so Bradley, you got Steve Kennedy or Hank Cherry. Hank Cherry's got a 4-pound lead for $100. Who you taking?
Who you got, Holman? That's exactly what I said. That's what I said. Chris Jones is
Hold
my
on.
Man.
Do we have a three-way
Chris
bet
Jones.
Here?
I'm in on Chris Jones.
I got $100. Hank Cherry.
And
you
by the way, and by the way,
$100 bill.
By the way, nobody's picking the guy that's actually in second place yet, Justin Kerr. Just for the record, you back there, you got Justin Kerr, West Coast guy, right? All the way, Holman, get that money out. Come on.
He's got, just agree.
Hey, it's a low budget bet.
Just agree here. Keep it with you because you're going to sign it.
You just shot your mouth off, Bronson.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not scared. I mean, hey, $100, you got yours?
I already showed mine, I guess.
Here, put it back in.
All right.
You're going to have to sign
it. So we got, I'm gonna keep it moving. I'm fixing to get all these cats up here so we can play some music. So I want to end this amazing segment with y'all making an official bet. Y'all talked a lot of crap, but I want to hear what the official bet is.
It is official. Hank Cherry, all the way.
Who'd I pick again? Steve Kennedy.
You don't even remember your pick?
No, I got Kennedy. I've had him this whole time.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jacob Prosnick, come on. Todd Castledine. Follow both of them if you're not. Subscribe to Todd's YouTube. You don't have a YouTube. You don't like YouTube.
No, I just got
Instagram. Go follow Prosnick. He's trying to fight his way back into the Elite Series. He's doing a pretty damn good job of it so far, Bubba. I hope that you smoke him.
Yeah, we're going after them Browns the next day, so it ought to be pretty good.
And up there at Oneida.
And then Thousand Islands, the home of the Giants.
The home of the Giants.
It ought to be really, really good. You know, and hey, it is what it is. If it works out, it works out. But, you know, like you said, somebody always has a plan, and we'll just see if we can follow it.
I like it. Jacob Prizek, Todd Cassidy, Low Budget Live.
Thank you, buddy. We'll get you back.
That's fine.
Fat Cat to the stage. And Bradley Hallman. Where's Hallman at? Bradley Hallman. Y'all make some racket for Bradley freaking Hallman right here.
What up,
what's up, boss? Good to see you.
Brosnick took that $100.
Brosnick snatched that money and left. We will not see him again. Actually, I lied. Here he comes.
No, seriously.
Keep it with you. We'll get it when we need it.
I was just too.
Suck it in.
Suck it in. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the big cat.
Baby!
Big cat. Let's do it.
Deanna's up here.
Are you good?
Yeah. I'm good, baby. Look, we got a full house up
here. It's a full house. It's growing by the minute. It's getting a little bit better as we inch up on that.
That cut line.
That cut line and that Luke Duncan, Shannon Wheeler performance. I hear tell. What's up, Matt Looney, in the house? He's limping, but he's looking good. That man just had his ACL redone just to come to Low Budget.
I did it out in the parking lot. So if you guys need any work done, let me know, man. Zip ties, duct tape, and a box cutter. I got you all day long.
He really does. He ain't lying.
So, Hallman, I hadn't seen you since we hung out together in Florida and with the Big Cat. We did the live coverage. Are you recovering from your MPFL experience?
Dude, it seems like 3 days ago.
It was.
Yeah, it's better, no doubt.
Basically, it was like 3 days ago when we were together.
Yeah. It does. It feels like it was yesterday.
Damn sure was, man. Did you get any sleep on the way home? Were you texting John Sokup the whole time, your man crush? How did that go?
No, I found this really cool thing at the airport called iPods.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'd never seen those before, and they were like $1,000, but I bought them. And what? They're self-canceling. I put one in my ear, and I honestly thought I'd gone deaf for a second. Never experienced anything like that.
So I had our rental car. I was flying out super early in the morning. Yeah. Hallman rides to the airport with me at like 4:30 in the morning. His flight's at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
He got to know Orlando Airport really
Sorry
good.
About that, dude.
No, really I watched what you boys told me to watch.
Oh, can you say that out loud?
Grizzly Man.
Oh, yeah.
Grizzly Man. Yeah. Mella Yella.
Oh, my man. Thank you, homie.
Mella Yella in the house.
Oh, Mella Yella coming at you, man. Mella Yella, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Hey, Al. Hey, you were a natural. A lot of positive feedback from you. Appreciate you coming on there to NPFL because Bradley Hallman knows how to talk.
Do any of you guys watch the NPFL coverage? If you're here, I figure you're watching the NPFL. What about Bradley Hallman on that NPFL? Come on. Even more than that, what about my man, the big cat on the water?
There we go.
That's right.
My boy's got swag, though, coming on there with a Hawaiian shirt. I've never met somebody that's more proud of where they came from.
Hey! Look at this.
Look. Bobby! I see you, boy. G'd up with them short shorts. We're going to Tommy Biffle up in here. Showing that sweet meat off. I see you, son. Huh? Got the kneecaps polished.
Got that meat, boy.
Hot dog, I reckon. Look at him. Stunting.
Dude, that hat you're wearing.
You like that?
It's special. Fantastic. Special.
Yeah, it's a Vienna sausage bass hat, one of a kind. It's an antique.
Special.
It smells life. Like Vienna sausages too, son. After sweating all week here at the Bassmaster Classic.
Have you been sweating out there in that Cash and Rods booth?
Bro, it's it's a little sticky out there.
Yeah, it's miserable.
I wasn't going to say that, but yeah.
In the Express Boats booth today, I almost died. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, I almost died.
I wondered about that white tent.
It was terrible, man. it was the hottest podcast I've ever done. Sir, I need an explanation on this get-up.
Let's see it.
Come up here. I got to see this. This is fantastic, dude. I like it.
They got the gold chain on there and everything.
Turn around right here. Come on, let's hear it for this. Y'all can't see it on the camera, but did you have that made just for the classic?
Sierra Costa, I try to weigh in and nothing but the best. And
They wouldn't let you? He said he tried to weigh in and just a vest with just no shirt under it, and they wouldn't let him.
Nipples and everything.
Sir,
hanging out.
I'm sorry. That's Major League Fishing. That's what they do there.
That man right there is
They holding the man down. They ain't letting you show off them guns. I get it. Boyd's jealous. That's all it is. Come to the MPFL, sir. You can weigh in and what you want to weigh in.
There you go.
Don't quote me on that, Brad Fuller.
We embrace the chaos.
I would love for him to weigh in that vest. You would love
it. Oh, I would. Yeah, yeah. I need to get one of those.
No shirt on under?
Yeah, no. Unleash the beast, son.
Bring it. Yeah. I say, would you do that on the water? Would you wear that vest?
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm all about that life.
So, I feel like, yes, you are.
Yeah, we know. You know
we know that. That goes without saying. So what have y'all thought about the classic so far? We had a year off, man. We're seeing all these lowlifers. We're seeing all these fishing fans. We had a solid year without seeing everybody. What do y'all think so far?
My biggest thing, dude, I ain't going to lie. I'm glad as hell we're in Texas and there's no mask for anybody.
Let's go.
No mask.
Y'all get a drink up on that one.
Hey, dude. And I will. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Texas. A lot of talent in Texas.
Talent.
I'm like a single George guy. Strength, I'm a single guy, and I'm letting y'all know there's a lot of talent in Texas that's strong. I like me some of them.
I feel like most of you ladies that are in here tonight are probably with you men, but if you're not,
how you
allow
doing?
Me to point you to you the big doing? Cat, baby.
Well, I do declare, Mr. Newton, how do you do? The Southern Bells down here with that Southern twang.
You like that,
and
huh?
I'm all about that. So
okay.
How y'all doing?
I'm with
As I sip my fruity drink.
Should we do a Fat Cat Newton Dayton show at some point on my YouTube?
No, I'm good.
Ladies, if you're watching on YouTube, all three of you that subscribe to my channel, all three women out there, a lot of dudes. I'm not going to lie. I love each and every one of y'all. A lot of dudes on the Luke Duncan's Traveling Circus. A lot of dudes, right?
A couple of ladies that look like dudes.
A lot of dudes. Hallman and I and Fat Cat walked into a bar in Florida. Bunch of dudes at the bar. Guys! And we're like,
no,
why is it never
guys.
Girls?
See, somebody, it wasn't guys. It was like, Luke, oh my God, I'm a lowlifer. Oh God, it's Luke Duncan. It's like a 65-year-old dude. It was all over Luke. He's like, look, bud, back up. I was like, man, he's not passed out. You don't have to give him mouth-to-mouth. He's trying to give Luke CPR. And I'm like, he's good,
sir,
bro.
I'm looking right here at this camera. Sir, if you're watching in Florida, I'm sorry that my friend is offending you right now.
No, he's good.
He was drunk, though.
Oh, he was tore
We're
out.
We're not going to lie. It was like 11:30.
He was peeled back.
And he was like, hey, I drove my Skeeter here. And I was like, shit, I'm glad I'm not on the water.
Bless his heart.
So what are you thinking about this classic Bassmaster Classic? Hank Cherry.
Here's the deal, man. It's coming back to the classic, opening the doors up after COVID and all that good stuff, things are a little bit different, but even on the classic's worst day, it's still better than anything else ever done in the fishing game. The expo's crazy, it's awesome, the people are awesome, the energy's good. Yeah, dude, I'm digging it.
I agree.
Always love the classic. You can't beat it, man.
No doubt about it.
And the people, man, the people here,
look at
phenomenal,
this.
Dude.
Look
awesome
at
energy. Yeah,
look
dude.
At these people. Give Good yourself deal. A round of applause for putting up with this crap. Low budget, live.
Yee-yee.
This man wore a vest.
Yeah, just for to come here. I don't know what the...
It's a world champion vest, too, by the way.
It says world...
God?
It says world quad bass champion. I need more clarification on that. How y'all young men doing tonight? Y'all doing okay?
Hey, Bobby, Terrence
You're on
Ford.
Camera right now, so I hope your mama knew where you were coming.
I'm telling.
That fake ID? You
did
get
does
in the
she
door?
Know you're here? What about your girlfriend? What about your wife? You too young
What about
young
your boyfriend?
Speaking of, Darren.
What?
Darren's over here.
Oh, Darren, hey, boo. How you doing?
He's over here in the
He
VIP.
Got more hair care products in his head than any lady in here. He's probably got makeup on right there. He does wear eyeliner. I don't blame you, though.
He does. All right.
What kind of sponsor is Revlon?
Shout out, Revlon. Y'all Sweet Tea. If y'all want some Y'all Sweet Tea, use code LBL10.
Oh, you can get some. Look at that. Codes out.
Hey, Darren.
Where's my code at?
I'm trying to sell him some sweet tea. He ain't even listening. Y'all go buy Milo's. Piss on y'all sweet tea.
That got his attention. What?
No. He ain't listening.
All right, then.
All right, I'm putting y'all on the spot.
Like everybody else.
Like I always do. We just did it with Prostick and Fat Todd, and they almost got in a fight. It got ugly up here. Everybody saw
what?
It. Yeah, they were arguing. I was in the middle. I was scared because I wouldn't mess with either one of them. I'm scared of both Prosnick and, I mean, I'm not a real man, right? And Fat Todd was arguing something fierce with Prosnick. I was in the middle over classic picks. Who do you take to win this thing tomorrow? And then I'm going to throw it to my man, Hallman.
Oh, man.
I know who he's got. Yeah. He's already said it.
Oh, he already said it?
Yeah, pretty much when he walked in the door, but he wasn't on a mic.
When yet. I walked in the door.
When dude. That boy walked in the door, he was yelling.
I'd like to see Hank Cherry pull it off. I mean, there are many different... I'd like to see a lot of them pull it off, but where Hank's at, seeing Hank do it back-to-back and just...
It's a cool story.
Definitely a cool story. I think he's a cool cat. He's a family man. And, like, every time, every day he's been on stage the past 2 days, just thank the law enforcement, the police department, all that stuff, and just... I don't think he can get on a stage and get in front of a mic without getting choked up because everything yeah. he says is from the heart. Like, I just think the dude's pure. Love to see him jack him and do good. But I also think, like, we're going to see somebody come from the back. If there's any slipping going on, like, somebody's going to come from the back of the pack. This is a chance we have to see somebody come from them high teens or 20s and hurt them boys' feelings that are in that top five.
No doubt about it.
I think Drew Cook could be one of those.
Drew Cook?
Yeah.
Okay, I think Drew Cook.
Yeah, I like Drew.
I'd be good with that. You know, I think I want Hank to win because I want to have Jacqueline on the podcast again. Last year when Hank won, I didn't do an interview with Hank. I did it with his wife, and it was way better.
Oh, than she's doing a firecracker,
dude.
She's
the best, dude. I love Jacqueline. Shout out Jacqueline Cherry. I like Jacqueline. All right, hit me with your Homer pick. I know you got one.
Well, it's Homer, of course.
It's always Homer, Boomer Sooner with this guy. Go ahead.
But it's for good reason. Like, I picked him coming into this deal whenever I saw the lake level. It's no lie. This place is going to fish Oklahoma style. Look, we know the pressure that's on this. And Chris Jones is definitely not ready for the pressure of what the Bassmaster Classic is going to give him. The problem that everybody else in the field has is that he has no damn decisions to make. It was simple. From the day he got here, it looked like everything he'd grown up doing whenever he cracked them and won every
That's
tournament
good.
He's ever won in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And tomorrow, he has nothing to do except thank God that he has all – he had a list of people that he was thankful that we're not even in this
Get
derby.
Get in that mic and tell him. You're
right?
passionate right now.
They weren't
now,
here.
Like...
Jason Christie wasn't here. Greg Hackney wasn't. Dude, he had a list of my long of hammers. He was like, the bushes are going to be wide open for me. I'm going to wind it out.
That's
I'm going to do it my style. And, dude – That's why he's sitting in second, and tomorrow he will be sitting in first when this game's over.
Uh-oh.
Chris Jones, right there. That's my pick. Not because Holman's bigger than me and scary.
And I'm not saying because they're not here either. I'm not saying that. Chris is special, dude.
No,
he's
Chris is a freak.
Special.
Chris is a freak, for sure. 100%.
Chris has been – dude, when Christie left and went to the FLW – When Uncle Charlie needed his damn team partner and Jason's off running around chasing the FLW tour, Chris became that partner. I mean, this thing is deep, dude. This is like goes way back. This is back in the BFL days with all of us, button heads. Chris has always been there. Yeah, tomorrow, Chris Jones.
Chris Jones.
Did you guys see Matt Airy today?
Oh, my God, it's a catfish. Oh.
Like, he wouldn't pick the catfish up or nothing. It's gross. Catfish are gross. And he's getting the daggone pliers out on the side of the boat. It's like, bro.
When Matt had it hooked up, did Scott Martin come swooping in and grab it with a towel for him?
It's like, what are they doing, man? Just pick it up, but bless his heart, yeah.
You like that, didn't you, Todd? Scott's like, man, I got you. He just comes in with some pliers.
Dude, I told everybody, this is funny. This is funny as hell. Today, people were like, hey, where's Todd? I'm like, oh, he was only here one day. You missed him. Well, I found out at 4 o'clock. Todd was still at the Classic. I had no idea. My bad, bro. I missed on that one. Thanks for not
we
texting
love,
me
we
last night.
We love you, though,
whatever.
Todd. Yeah. Thanks for coming, Todd.
Thanks for not texting me. I wimped out last night. You were correct. I was asleep at 10 o'clock, but I needed it to be able to do this today.
No doubt about it.
I was looking forward to your party, dude.
Dude, it's only the beginning right now. It's going to get really, 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 really fun.
You don't realize how much I've been looking forward to your party.
Listen, speaking of parties, we got to tell the story. For those of y'all that don't follow me on Instagram, you missed out.
Like
Fat Cat and Bradley and all my other friends and my family that don't follow anything I do.
We're all too old, dude.
We wrap up the MPFL last week, and Florida throws down, man. Central Florida, it's wild. We met a man at the weigh-in that was hiding in a tree watching the weigh-in with two bowie knives, right?
Dude, my man was no joke.
Listen, shirtless, bowie knives, like on YouTube, y'all watching this, like I'm trying to draw this for y'all, but he was basically, he had a guitar on his back. So many questions
but
that I didn't want to ask,
but the guitar was from the
right?
video game.
Yes, it was a Guitar Hero video game guitar strapped to his back. I had a lot of questions, but I didn't want them answered, right? Like, I was piecing it together myself. And Florida man, he is the Florida man, right? And so we had that experience, but Bradley and I, they got MPFL shout out. They were putting us up at an amazing place, the Mission Inn. We should have never been allowed there, right? The last night we're there, Bradley and I, who's that? What? Hey, that's the MPFL
right there. Hunter Denmark
in the house right there. So we're trying to have dinner, And they set up a DJ booth in the corner.
They did.
And out of nowhere, I'm trying to just have some fried fish, and these old ladies is just booty dancing on the table while we're trying. It was the most bizarre thing I've ever been to.
Ethel was making a clap.
And I'm not, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Ethel.
It was.
Ethel,
Margaret.
Ethel, Margaret. She would. Yeah, it was bizarre. And if y'all didn't see my Instagram stories, Hallman was not enjoying himself. His face was just like, I'm going to kill somebody in here for damn sure.
Yeah. I think old Hallman will put it on somebody. He almost.
Are you a fighter? Dude, like, will you throw down?
Brosnan.
Like, if it goes down here tonight, you have my back? I need to know. Bradley Hallman right now.
I got everybody in here but Poroznik. I ain't messing with that man.
No, that man right there.
I ain't messing with that man.
What do y'all think? Y'all think y'all can take Hallman? Let's hear it.
Nobody. Got quiet. I don't blame y'all. He's one of the wall trees out tall.
Poroznik, he said you were the only man in here he wouldn't mess with.
See?
He's scared of you.
Because you're built like Butterball the Boxer.
Man, he got like a 6-pounder between his paws.
You built like a stump.
I seen him on TV. He got like a 7-pounder between his paws.
In a good way. That's a compliment.
Hey, look,
I'm built like a busted can of biscuits. Yeah, I'm all gut, no butt.
I like it. Boys, I appreciate y'all coming and doing this. We appreciate the library. What about the library, y'all?
Yeah, man, appreciate
the library for letting us do this. They were like, literally, Jessica from the library, she's like,
shout out to Jessica.
You guys, I mean, stay till tomorrow. If you need to spend the night, you can.
I'm ready to get out of here.
You ready to get out of here? You going to get one of them cheeseburgers. You ain't going to be ready to leave. They're good. The cheeseburgers are really good. So where can the fine folks find you tomorrow at the expo, Bradley Hallman? I'm going to put you on the spot.
I imagine you're going to have to look real hard depending on how much I drink at your party.
Are you saying you might not be there?
I'm saying there's a chance.
There's a chance.
I told you I've been looking forward to
Bobby
this.
Bobby into bibs right there. And flip-flops and bibs. I'm all about that life.
Yeah, there's a lot going on right there, but I like it. I'm here for it. I'm not going to lie. I'm here for it. And what I'm here for, all these low-life, these men right here drove 14 hours to be here.
Hell yeah.
If there's somebody that
sorry worked, about y'all's time you wasted, so.
That's some low-life dedication.
That is, man.
Listen, nothing has made my week more than talking to all the low-lifers. People walking by, low-lifer, shouting that out. I know you get that.
I've been called a low-life a whole lot longer before this whole thing came around. Yeah,
you've embodied the low-life for a long time, actually.
More ways than one, yeah.
What about you? Has anybody said MPFLs? Anybody yelled out like, man, you're doing really good?
Yeah, I've had a couple for sure.
Oh, who is it?
Scott Martin.
Is it Scott Martin? I know Scott ain't coming. He didn't return my text. Ladies and gentlemen, Ben Milliken right there.
Ben Milliken, hey!
They said, what's up, Cole?
What's up, Ben?
Hey, Ben, you're on YouTube right now. I know you're not used to that, but that was YouTube. You just tell them hi right there, Benjamin.
Hey.
And subscribe. He needs subscribers.
Yeah,
somebody get him subscribers. Yeah, somebody get that boy some subscribers, damn it. We're fixing to get them guys up here.
You won't do it.
Oh, I'm going to get Ben Milliken up here because he's going to talk some stuff.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
As we wind it down on low budget. Is everybody having a good time so far? This is early in the night. The live podcast is just the very beginning of the insanity that will come if Shannon Wheeler ever gets here.
Bless his heart.
Dude, let's fish. What do you like to say? Move your hips?
Yeah, run your lips, shake your hips. I'm your mom's favorite fisherman.
You got a lot of lines.
Yeah, I got a lot of stuff.
I've been trying to copy some of Fat Cat's lines on MPFL Live.
How can a guy be this big and look this good?
You know what I mean? I love it.
Sorry.
I love it. Ladies and gentlemen.
Toodles.
Fat Cat Newton.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Bradley Hallman right here.
The man.
The man, the myth. We're going to get two more guests up here.
They
just came in. Ben Milliken. Ben Milliken to the stage.
Appreciate y'all. Thank you, buddy.
Hey,
we're going to get you here.
Come on. Hey, everybody. Thank y'all for coming.
What's up, man? Drink first. How we doing, man?
We're rolling
live. Like, okay. Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna do just a few minutes. So we're gonna end this.
Come on, Zark. Let's go. Get up here, Zark.
Let's do this. Ladies and gentlemen, there are lots of things that I just say, right? Like, I say a lot of crap. You know that, right?
I do the same thing. It's okay.
Here, scoot in there on that microphone.
I'm in.
there's a lot of things I can say that, like, trying to pump up, you know, what's going on or how awesome anglers are. I can promise you these two guys have caught bigger bass than anybody else in the room you know this year, right? Ben Millick and Azart. So start right here. This man caught a 16-pounder.
Did I damn stutter?
A 16-pounder on OHIV. How big was that fly fish limit y'all caught that day?
About 60 pounds.
60 pounds. Ben Millican, Millican fishing. So, classic? What do you got? What are you guys doing here? What are you doing? What's going on?
He's never been to one before.
This is my first time.
Yeah. First time. What do you think?
It's awesome. It's very awesome.
You digging it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a great time.
So, very special thing going on for you tomorrow at the weigh-in. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the Texas Parks and Wildlife has given our mounts a replica.
You're getting honored at the weigh-in.
Correct. Across the stage right before the weigh-in.
How crazy is that? And you missed out because you suck, apparently. I'm not sure. Does he suck?
212s isn't good.
212. So this is what I'm saying,
subpar.
Though. No, this is what happened. We went out of a whim. I decided to go to this lake. And I show up, take him. He's in the back of the boat. He catches a 16-pounder. Casey from Sixth Sense catches a 14. Brett from Sixth Sense catches a 14. Josh Jones catches 2 Sri Lankers. And I didn't get any.
You haven't caught any.
I get to go to the party tomorrow.
Yes, you're here.
Yeah.
You're here. Low like button, you're right.
212s, that's 24 pounds.
You caught a lake record smallmouth, but then
someone else caught it.
Someone else caught it.
Someone else beat us as well.
It's crazy.
So, overall, what do you think about the classic, the hype, the atmosphere? What do you think?
It's Mecca, right? Yeah,
it's Mecca.
Crazy.
And in Fort Worth, dude?
This is the spot.
Are you missing this guy now that he's a Texan?
Yeah, man. It sucks, but what do you do? I'm planning on coming down a lot.
I would. I see his pictures he's posted. Yeah, no I'm doubt. Waiting on a damn invite.
There's some swim bait fish.
Some okay fishing down here.
So Ben is a new resident of Texas. How you liking it?
Love it. It's a little warm, but I love it.
A little warm?
Down in Houston, where it's this warm, but about 50% more humidity on top of that.
Turns out it's hot down south.
It's weird. So,
I don't get it. No.
So do you think Sixth Sense should have had a booth here? I told Casey today. I think so.
Man, it's such a cool experience every time we come to the Classic. It's hard not to say that we should.
Yeah.
In some capacity, or at least do something like this. This is awesome, man.
Look at Brett Cannon right there.
Look at him.
You said you were coming to celebrate.
Look at these guys.
Any of y'all in here fish any Sixth Sense anything? Anybody? Woo! Any Sixth Sense?
Yeah, buddy.
You probably saw this guy throwing on his video. I know you didn't see Darian using it. We got Team Six in the house. Zach right here.
Coleslaw.
Don't use Milliken's code. Use Dunk10. I need the hits. God knows. Don't use Millican eggs. Millican Fisherman. He's good. He's set.
Millican
he's set.
Eight.
What? Yeah, Milliken 8. Mine is 10% off. Yours is 8.
8%. Stupid Darian 9.
Stupid Darian 9.
Yeah, use Dunk 10.
So, dude.
Dunk 10.
You've been doing the big swim bait thing lately.
I have.
Can you tell me anything about the new Sixth Sense swim bait on Low Budget Live for the people that are probably watching all your stuff? Like, I know you've seen it.
You brought me some.
I did.
I've got a problem with that, but okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, we're not having a booth here or at ICAST, but we're going to have a lot of marketing behind this bait because we've been working on this swim bait, this glide bait. It's about a 9.5-inch glide bait. We've been working on it for like 3 years, getting it just dialed in right.
Okay.
And it's finally there. And so we're going to release it here in a couple months. And we've done some special things on it already. I mean,
I've seen some videos.
Yeah. It's a special bait. And the great thing is, unlike a lot of the swim baits in the market, it's not going to be an exclusive drop of 20 to 100 baits or something where you got to order it within 30 seconds to get it. And it's not going to be $200. I think somewhere between $50 and $75, something like that.
Okay.
So it's going to catch a lot of people It's going to catch a lot of fish for a lot of people.
It's going to catch a lot of people, basically.
It's
going to
catch
what
a lot
saying.
Of fishermen with the I color like schemes. It. The paint schemes are nice.
I like it, man.
It's
so,
like every Sixth Sense bait.
Are you going to try to take the classic trophy tomorrow when you walk up there to get your replica?
Much,
I would.
Much,
yeah. Shooter McGavin that bitch is what I would do. I would just grab it and go.
If Zark drinks as much tomorrow as he did today, then we're going to be leaving with that trophy one way or another.
Somebody's getting the trophy. Somebody's coming out with a trophy.
Kyle from Sierra Lunker said I have to keep my shirt on. That's all I know. So
if you don't go, listen, there's a guy here with a vest on, a shirt vest kind of thing. You need that tomorrow, Zark, that just says Zark. I don't know how you're going to get that done in short notice after LBL Live tonight.
Yeah.
And the music.
Matt Robertson kind of took his cutoff
he
t-shirt.
He did take
Zark
your thunder.
Look,
I felt like that was a Zark move.
But now you're going to have to go shirtless tomorrow to one-up him.
Or my jumpsuit. I got a jumpsuit ready.
Yeah. Jumpsuit on deck.
70s jumpsuit.
I like it.
Baby blue.
So everybody that I've had up tonight, and we're winding it down with the Six Sense crew, Ben Milliken, the Zark. I need picks for the classic. You guys have been watching. These guys are all arguing. We've had Todd Castledine arguing with Jacob Prosnick. It's been really fun so far. Fat Cat, Bradley Hallman. Who do you got to win the classic? Ben Milliken.
Well, it's going to be
tough.
You can
only pick one.
It's going to be tough to knock Cherry off. All he has to do is have like a decently consistent day tomorrow. And as much as the weights fell off today, he might need like 9 or 10 pounds tomorrow to get it done. So I guess if I had to pick, it would probably be him. But I would love to see Steve Kennedy go pump that swim bait around and catch 25 pounds and pull it out.
He's your style, man. That's kind of how you fish, for sure.
He's out of his mind trying to catch the biggest fish in the lake every cast, and I like that.
Steve Kennedy's old school.
You like Steve, too.
Oh, man. I love that guy. He's so cool. Like, just old school
guy. Is he your pick, though?
Dude, I can't go against
him. Okay, Steve Kennedy,
dude,
I like it.
He's fishing old greeny Shimano still.
Yeah, until 2 years ago, he was running like a 15-year-old boat, just rewrapping it every year. Gotta love that.
Yeah,
I'm close.
Badass.
Yeah, Steve is rocking the Corrados all the time.
Yeah, old greeny.
Old greenies, dude. He is solid. So I like it. You're like Hank, but you like Steve.
Yeah.
I've known Steve a long time. Nothing would make me happier than to see Steve win. I was Redman's with Steve Kennedy when I was like 16 years old. So he was in a little bass tracker, man. He's always just been about fishing like we are, right? Like all the business part of this comes into it at some point, but you're obsessed with bass fishing. You're obsessed with bass fishing. It's what makes everybody in this room come together is we're all obsessed, right?
100%. I mean,
and Steve is he represents that to the fullest, man.
Yeah, for sure. Great, great culture, and it really comes out in this event right here. It's too bad that, you know, everything's so split up in the industry right now, because this is the event that everyone needs to be at.
No doubt.
Zark told me Kevin Van Dam won an event last week, and I had no idea what he was talking about. So
he did. I actually watched him win that event, and it was impressive. Seeing him old school cranking again was kind of cool.
Yeah, for sure.
Somebody texted me and was like, hey, he's leading, and I got on that. G's here?
Who's this guy?
The big cat. G is here. I'm getting word that there's one more guest. We were winding it down, but there's one more guest.
VG.
And I think he's being held up at the door.
Uh-oh.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
G-Man in the house.
Look at that boy right there now.
Man, I'm giving up my seat right now.
Come on with it. We're winding it down. We were giving up on you. I would never give up on you, G. You know, ladies and gentlemen, Zark, let's hear it for him. A man called a 16 freaking pounder. He's going to be honored on the classic stage tomorrow. It's Team Six Sense right there at the six.
Six.
Everyone but me.
How about Ben Milliken right here.
How about it?
And ladies and gentlemen, can you hear this guy right here?
Check, 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 check. Maybe one, two, huh?
Get in the mic. Get in it. Get
check,
in it, boy.
Check, check.
Yeah.
I'm a little close. I'm uncomfortable at that level, son.
You're uncomfortable at that level?
Check.
Do you know Ben Milliken?
I do know Ben Milliken.
How we doing?
I see.
Here we go.
I've shook 3,042 hands today and every hour, so I'll shake.
Well, listen, between his following and your following, I don't even know why I'm talking. I'm just going to go sit over here in the corner. Because this man's worth about 300,000 subscribers on YouTube or more. I don't even. What are you even at now?
I don't even know. 400? Something like that, yeah.
I lost count.
Yeah,
I can't count.
It's
I can count
good.
Mine. I can't count yours. And this man right here is just the GM. Hey, we didn't get an official. I feel like, let's go. Come on, Fat Cat. Get him going. Get him going. G-Man is here.
Y'all too much. Y'all too much.
Where did you go for dinner? Because I feel like that's where you've been. Why you've been late for Low Budget Live.
Some Rihanna's or something.
Rihanna? Is she here tonight?
No, not the girl. Rihanna's?
I love Rihanna.
I don't know.
I like that umbrella song.
I know my GPS on my phone took me walking, so. Rihanna.
I can't always.
It's okay. How much y'all had to drink?
A little bit.
A little bit.
We're ahead of you.
Y'all drunk or Fat Cat Newton at a big weenie roast. So y'all just walking around. How's Low Budget Live doing tonight? Check.
We're good. We got all the low-lifers here. Come on, low-lifers, right?
Turn it up. Turn it up. Check.
We got these men. These guys drove 14 hours to be here. Get in
14
thick.
Hours to listen to Low Budget Live.
Live, and listen to some music, G.
Y'all must have had a power outage where you live. Luke Duncan got his express boat made with no live well in it.
It's what he... You have told that joke twice this week that I had my boat made with no live well. I don't appreciate it.
Well, they made it for you with no live well. They said,
he said I didn't need it.
You're ready to go for MLF. You're perfect.
No.
Catch, weigh, and release, baby.
I will never be invited to that. We all know that. Everybody in this room knows that I'll never be invited to the BPT. It's never going to happen, is it? You don't think?
Hey, putting them in the live well is like taking them home from the bar, son. Sometimes I like to put them in a box and look at them. I said that. I'm sorry, man. Sorry about that.
So, G, we're winding it down.
Yep.
What do you think so far about this 2021 Bassmaster Classic? Other than the fact that you're not fishing it, I know you're not happy about that. We ain't got to talk about it.
It happens. Driving into Fort Worth, I told Lynn, I was flying in, I said, it's either going to be one or two things. It's either going to be a disappointment or a great success. And looking around in the show today, I would say that Fort Worth stepped it up. I knew there was a lot of fishing fans in Texas. You know, and you see the show, the arena was absolutely just jumping today. I went over and did the on stage where Ronnie Moore looked around the Coliseum, and I would say it was 40 or 50% occupancy with a lot of people still in the show. So I'm going to say that Fort Worth pretty much showed up, showed out.
That's right.
I think the fishing didn't disappoint. It's going to be a very tight race. Hank Cherry could go back-to-back.
What about that?
What about just back-to-back? And I've already got him agreement with his wife that if he wins, they're taking us on vacation. So don't think I'm not pulling for Hank Cherry tomorrow.
Because you like Jacqueline like I like Jacqueline.
I love Jacqueline, not so much Hank.
Exactly what I said on LBL.
I love free vacations, and I'm going with him. So
you said you did that last
year. Every time we do Low Budget Live, you spill liquor on your computer.
Actually, you spilled my liquor on my laptop last year.
Absolutely incorrect.
No, that is exactly what happened.
Absolutely incorrect.
You knocked over a whole whiskey drink.
So you going to play some music tonight?
We're going to play some music here in about, pretty dang quick. It's coming up. It's coming up.
What should these fans get ready to listen for tonight?
Oh, a lot of Taylor Swift.
I swear to God on my life. I swear to God Swift. If he plays Taylor Swift.
A little bit of Tupac. A little bit of Taylor Swift.
I'll break his guitar right over his knee.
Some George Strait, possibly.
I go with that, but Taylor Swift makes me hurt. Every time a song comes on, I study trees to hit going down the road. The woman's had 3,000 number ones about love songs that failed. I want to say, look in the mirror, honey. I believe I see the problem. I mean, I know there's some bad men out there, but good God.
They ain't all got bad blood,
Stevie
do they,
Stevie Wonder can catch one flipping bushes if you give it living long enough.
Gee, look, going there, there's some lowlifers with purple hair.
Hey, I love everybody. Purple hair, I don't care. Red hair, it doesn't matter. I can tell you that's but Taylor Swift, but are you going to do some of that? Like, you did, like, some crazy rap songs.
I got something playing for tonight.
Are you going to do
I got something playing for tonight. Late night, I got something playing. That's all I'm going to say. Me and Shannon Wheeler got something. We're going to throw.
Where is Shannon?
You still
I don't know where Shannon's at.
You said you weren't going to have a voice.
I still have a voice. Right. That's incredible. I don't know how. But in about an hour, I probably won't, yeah. Benjamin.
Just in time.
Well, probably won't. Since you're a music junkie, have you heard Luke Bryan's new song, Bill Dance?
I have.
My wife said Luke Bryan's got a new song out, and I'm the guy that always says Luke Bryan writes songs for people who reel their lure to the end of the rod.
That's right.
he writes songs for the people in the commercial with the spinning reel upside down.
That's right.
And then I hear that song, and I'm like, I believe he got it.
Bill Dance.
So now I got to send him a text and say, man, I apologize.
Did you just name drop Luke Bryan? You're going to text Luke Bryan?
Send him a text message.
But I have given him a hard time about some really soft songs and skinny jeans.
He does wear skinny jeans. Nobody wears skinny jeans better than our little buddy over here, little Darren.
Darren Craig.
Darren is fishing.
Those are capris. Those ain't skinny jeans.
Darren is fishing. Darren is fishing is in the house. Okay, I've had this conversation with everybody. Again, who's your official pick? I've got it from everybody. I got it from Milliken. I got it from Zark, Hallman, Fat Cat, Fat Todd. Fat Todd Castledine even gave us a classic pick. Jacob Prisner. Who is the G-man? Who's your pick? Before we break it down on Low Budget Live, get ready for some musical.
Chris Jones.
Chris Jones! Come on, Oklahoma.
I watched a guy fish this morning. I'm watching him on TV. He's very calm. He's very methodical. It doesn't seem like the pressure's bothering him. I told Lynn, I said, watch the body posture of Hank Cherry. Watch Chris Jones. These guys are dead in the zone where they need to be. There was a lot of stuff going around Kennedy. It kind of messed the shad spawn up. I just think something about that Chris Jones, the way he's carrying himself. I watched him land a 5-pounder in a bush that stayed hung up for 3 or 4 minutes. When that happens, you're going to win, because I've had great days and I couldn't have got one out of the bush with a track hole, and he'd had it in there forever. So Chris Jones for the win.
Chris Jones for the win. You know what I think is winning right now? What do you think? The library in the Fort library. Worth is yes. winning right
Let's
now.
Hear it.
Hey, lowlifers, come on. Make a little racket. Thank y'all for coming and putting up with us. I know it's crazy. These lives always are. The low-budget lives.
Finally, an actual live one.
I appreciate each and every one of you. Make sure you hug your mama. We're going to tear all this down. We're going to fellowship, and then we're going to play some damn music. Come on.
Let's go.
Thanks,
gentlemen.
All right, yeah, Ben Milliken, Gerald Swindle, Zart, Fat Cat Newton, Jacob Prozick, Bradley Hallman, Big Todd Castledine. We got all kind of friends and neighbors in the place. And we're going to see y'all in just a little bit. Y'all want to play some of that house booty shaking music? We can do that right now. Low budget live.